One outdoor gem in the Chattanooga area is Enterprise South Nature Park. Gina Stafford found it well worth the hike. Here on this campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, Gina is Assistant Vice Chancellor for Communications and Marketing, and she tells us more about the park. Gina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray.
You hiked for the first time in Enterprise South Nature Park. Where is that?
I thought it was a really odd name when I first moved here. I couldn't believe a park had the word Enterprise in it, but it's actually not far from downtown, about 15 minutes. It's basically on the north side of Interstate 75, roughly opposite where Ooltewah is, just south of I-75. It's right beside this huge Volkswagen manufacturing complex.
So it's a public park, but does the term nature park carry a special designation?
Well, it is a public park. It's one of our great Hamilton County parks. It's named for its proximity to the Enterprise South Industrial Park, actually. And its land area is 2,800 acres, the majority of which is forested. But generally, the term nature park refers to a landscape that has been protected for long-term planning and sustainable use. And what it means at the Enterprise South Nature Park is thousands of wooded acres that have a pretty rustic feel, a pretty man-made, altered feel. There's a one-way paved loop road that's about 7 miles. You can drive around the periphery of the property, and then there are a few paved roads that go into the interior of the park, and from those you can access hiking, mountain biking, and horseback riding trails. It's just another one of those places we're so lucky to have in Chattanooga. It's a wooded outdoor gym right next to the city that from the inside feels like it's really far from the city.
And you said there are mountain bike and equestrian trails in addition to the hiking?
That's right. There are 16 miles, actually, of mountain bike trails. There's a 10-mile horseback riding trail. There are 5 miles of paved roads for walking or bicycling, people who like to walk on a paved surface or on a touring bike. And there are 9 miles of hiking / walking trails that are wooded. There's also a full mile of ADA accessible woodland trail. There are also 4 picnic areas that are settled into what is old growth forest. So interestingly, just in June of this year, it was announced that an anonymous donation of $850,000 will be used to make a total of about 16 miles of paved road, especially for bicyclists. Plans are for that project to be finished in spring of 2020, and that'll serve a much different purpose than what are really popular mountain biking trails in the park. These paved surfaces for bicycles, you know, those are the kinds of surfaces that people like to ride on touring bikes, when families go for a bike ride, maybe road bikes.
And there's some interesting history behind the park.
There is. It was really fascinating for me to find out that the nature park has actually been in existence only since 2010, but it sits on a site that was first created by the Army Corps of Engineers in 1942. The Corps built the facilities that were there to supply ammunition for the Allies during World War II. Those operations were then put on standby in 1946 after World War II was winding down, and then the government maintained the property in a standby status till 1952. Production resumed again because of the Korean War. It was put on standby after that, and then it resumed again in production for the Vietnam War. So the last of ammunition production actually ended there in the 1970s, and over the next couple of decades, the site was converted for civilian and industrial use. So remnants of the initial purpose of the park can be seen in storage bunkers from World War II that are still there. Reportedly, there are 100 of them. My husband and I took an exploratory hike of about 5 miles, and we saw a couple of those bunkers. They are mounded over with earth. They have a round top, kind of like a giant mushroom cap, and they are shrouded in native plants like ferns and mountain laurel, almost camouflaged.
Were you hiking on a marked trail or some other area?
We hiked a trail that is marked, and it's called Hawks Ridge. We picked it because it had a little bit of climb. Getting to it by car also gave us the chance to kind of nearly complete that 7-mile circle drive around the park. We'd never been before, so we were curious to have a look at the entire place. And the drive, I'm happy to say, also included many times that we had to brake for white-tailed deer to cross the road. There really is a good bit of wildlife. We watched as a doe and her pretty little spotted fawn, trotted across the road, and then two bounces in the woods, and they were gone. Most of the trails are rated easy to moderate, and I would say this park's a great place for entry-level hiking or walking. There's a lot of gentle rolling terrain, but there's no serious climbing or difficult surfaces. You can visit the park's website or look it up on a hiking site or app that's very popular called alltrails.com. In either case, you'll find a good map of all the trails that are there for walking, hiking, mountain biking. I've got a road bike that I'm actually looking forward to zipping around on the paved surfaces out there, but this park is another one that conveniently offers on-site equipment rentals. And in this case, because it's got a really popular collection of mountain biking trails, you can rent mountain bikes inside the park Thursdays through Monday through the month of August, and then on weekends through September. And then it's a seasonal operation that will resume next year. So credit goes to Chattanooga's own Rock Creek Outfitters and its 2017 partnership with Camilton County Parks to operate the seasonal rental facilities there and into other parks. And I would also give a shout out to the Southern Off-Road Bicycle Association, or SORBA, their Chattanooga chapter. They've been critical to the development of a lot of mountain bike trails in the area, and they've been involved in a lot of the work that has maintained the trails out at Enterprise South.
And when you go back to Enterprise South, do you already have a trail in mind?
Well, I do actually have a pretty ambitious goal. I don't know how soon I'll get to it. I know it will be solo. My husband will not be up for going on a 17-mile hike through the whole park, but I looked and found that that is actually possible. It's essentially, if you look at the map that indicates it, it appears that you'd be walking on just about every mile of marked hiking trail out there with some connectors in between them. So you basically cover the whole trail map out there. Terrain is moderate, so it's mostly just a matter of having the time and the interest in spending several hours walking through the woods. And so I can wake up on a Saturday and be in the mood to do that. But for me, another thing I like about the idea of going there to do something like that is it's a good way to get in a workout without having to do it confined inside a gym. Nothing wrong with gyms, but if the weather's good, it's nice to also be outside. Mm-hmm. And living in Chattanooga, it means you've also got a good option. When you don't have time for a longer drive to the mountains or a more remote location, but you want the experience of a place that doesn't feel like you're right in the city.
All right. Gina Stafford, thank you.
Thank you, Ray.